AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The White House is calling the slaying of a Japanese hostage a barbaric act. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a video purports to show the killing by the Islamic State group.
Without confirming that the execution video is authentic, the White House says it has confirmed that Kenji Goto has been slain. The Japanese journalist had been captured in October while in Syria trying to win the release of a hostage who reportedly was killed earlier this month.
Middle-class Americans are the focus of both the weekend political media addresses. In this week's presidential address, President Obama says he will continue espousing what he calls middle-class economics so that everyone gets a fair shot and does a fair share.
I will send a budget to Congress that's built on those values. We'll help working families' paychecks go farther by treating things like paid leave and child care like the economic priorities that they are.
Speaking in this weekend's Republican address, Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins says it's her party that wants to take care of the middle class.
The president should put his full weight behind our plan to expand and strengthen 529 accounts. We can remove common paperwork problems, empower students to use the money to pay for computers, and make it easier for families to send their kids to the college of their choice.
Secretary of State John Kerry says North America has an enormous interest in building diplomatic relations with Cuba. He spoke today at a meeting with his counterparts from Canada and Mexico. In Ukraine, that's the sound of heavy artillery fire in the city of Tobolsk as residents move about getting ready to evacuate by bus. The government-held town has been without power for 10 days. This is AP Radio News. Serena Williams wins the Australian Open.
Serena Williams has won her sixth Australian Open crown and her 19th career Grand Slam title, but not before winning a hard-hitting battle against the second seed Maria Sharapova, closing it out 6-3, 7-6. Williams used her power to full advantage during the 1 hour and 51 minute closely fought encounter, slamming down 18 aces, including one on match point. Sharapova bravely saved two match points before finally conceding her 16th consecutive loss to Williams. Graham Agars, Melbourne.
The former head of Colombia's intelligence agency has ended several years on the run and surrendered to face charges of spying on opponents for President Alvaro Uribe. Maria Del Pilar Hurtado turned herself in late Friday in Panama, where she fled to in 2010. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.